But we're happy to have on the line this morning folks that we've talked with in the past and some important things that they are doing these days. From Lorain County Health and Dentistry, you have the CEO, Stephanie Wiersma, and also with them, the LPN Director of Quality Management, Privacy Officer, Judy Salona, from, again, Lorain County Health and Dentistry. And they've got another one of the testing events coming up on Sunday. But Stephanie, this is a different one than ones you've done since June, right?
Yes, good morning. It is a different event. So this Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, Lorain County Health and Dentistry is hosting a testing event at 1205 Broadway at our drive-through center, which that's different. But secondly, we're using the rapid test, the COVID-19 rapid test, which means that those that come out to be tested will know within 30 minutes whether their test result is positive. So that is a difference from the 5 community-wide testing events we held starting in June.
Judy, do they wait for those 30 minutes, or is it just that they'll get notified sooner than they had been in the past?
Good question. So how that's going to work is they're going to have their test, and they will pull away. We won't require them or allow them to wait for 15 minutes, which is how long it takes for the result to pop up. And we will have all of their information when they register as they're pulling through. We will call them if they are positive. If they are negative, they drive away and have peace of mind that they do not have COVID-19.
So what, I guess, how's that rapid test working for you there? Is there sort of, it's like, what takes place for you on your end that you get the results so quickly?
So we have a little analyzer, and it takes 15 minutes for that test to result. We plug it in the analyzer, and we know immediately if they're positive or negative. We've been using these rapids for a couple of months now. We use them for people that need to know right away if they're positive or negative. And we use them for life care employees. So if you imagine those that are responding, first responders, they need to know immediately before they go on their shift if they, you know, have an active virus. So we've been using them with very high accuracy and good response and good results. So,
if I could just add, if someone has a positive rapid test, we will notify them, as Judy mentioned, within 30 minutes, but we will then recommend that they return for a PCR test, which is kind of the gold standard of COVID-19 testing. They'll return by appointment the following day on Monday, and then we'll ask them to isolate in case they might actually be positive. There are some false positives and false negatives that we understand can happen with a rapid test. So we want to make sure folks are as safe as possible.
For anyone who has not had any kind of COVID-19 test, can you take us a little bit through the process, what it's like once somebody pulls up and gets waited on? What happens?
Sure. What we use is an anterior nasal swab. So the good news is it's just a very soft little Q-tip sort of swab that we just put in the nostril. We swirl it around about 5 times. It doesn't go way back into the pharynx. So each nostril is swabbed for about 5 seconds, and they pull away. It's very simple. It's painless, and folks are pleasantly surprised.
This has come a long way since I looked out my window here at the WEOL studios, where you had things set up off in Elyria, where they had sort of tents and there was basically a line of people that were going through at that particular time, where there was a lot of folks getting the tested. How did the idea sort of come for this sort of pull up, you know, this garage type of situation you have going on now?
Well, you know what? Things happen for a reason is the best way I can respond. There was a vacant building right beside our main health center site at 1205 Broadway, and it went for sale in March, and it's been on our list. Our board of directors desired to acquire it because it sits between 2 pieces of property that we own. And so, lo and behold, COVID hit, and this building had been used for some, obviously, some manufacturing and some light manufacturing, some trucking, and they big garage doors on the north and south side. And it was just one of those moments. You know what? This can be used at least temporarily for COVID-19. But in addition, we can do flu testing, other viral testing, We also will be a distributor of the COVID-19 vaccine, and we can envision folks not having to get out of their car and get a vaccine. That would be open to our patients, as the health district, the public health district, will be responsible for mass vaccination of the community. But this building, such as it is just perfectly situated for the uses that we have, at least for the next year to come. And we're grateful we received some CARES Act funds through the City of Lorain and also from the county commissioners, and that has helped us to situate the building, to renovate it for this particular use.
Stephanie, when did you realize the importance of what your organization could do in this pandemic?
You know, that's a really good question. I think really early on, we activated our emergency plan in mid-March, and it became really apparent that our role was going to be crucial. We did not anticipate that testing would be part of our work, but just staying open to provide medical, dental, behavioral health, and eye care to all of our patients. We have 16,000 unduplicated patients. And we realized that closing, staying home, working remotely wasn't an option. And so we never closed. We stayed here on the job to see our patients. We did pivot to telehealth, so we do some phone visits now that we didn't do pre-COVID, and that's because the governor said stay at home and people listened. Good for them, good for all of us. But we still needed to help our diabetic patients, our patients with high blood pressure, to get good care. So we learned, I would say, in May, late May, that community health centers around the state of Ohio would have a key role or would choose to have a key role. Lorain County Health and Dentistry did. Not all community health centers stepped up to do testing for their communities. But you know what? I will say we've tested over 5,000 persons since we started on June 1st, I think it was. And that includes in those community-wide events that we had in Elyria, Lorain, and Oberlin, Avon, but also patients of ours, persons who needed a PCR test, let's say, and needed to get back to college in August or had to have a negative result for their employer or were just anxious because they'd been exposed to someone. So we learned pretty early on.
Yeah, I wonder also, you know, obviously the testing takes place, but there's a counseling part to this too, right? I mean, there's an emotional part, understanding, and then sort of helping somebody get through this.
That's an excellent question. Judy, do you want to address that?
Sure. When a patient tests positive for COVID-19, we immediately counsel them on the latest CDC recommendations for isolation and quarantine, but we also let them know that the county health department will be contacting them, and they work with them to help them identify the day of the onset of their symptoms and when they're safe to go back to work or to their regular social activities. And you're right, there is a behavioral health piece to it. So if our patients need to talk to someone about how they're feeling about the whole pandemic, we can identify that with our screenings that we perform on our telehealth visits and get them connected to the services that they might need while they're at home quarantining.
I'm curious, Judy, about the educational aspect that you've gone through this year. I mean, there's a lot of things that maybe you heard about, thought about, and then, you know, how has that process been for you, to getting up to speed, as it were, with everybody else?
Right. We've had to stay engaged from multiple resources, and we've had to learn, just like the rest of the world, all about this virus as it unfolds. So we typically turn to the Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and all of the resources that become available to everyone else as we learn more about this virus. We know more now than we knew in March, and we just kind of stay on top of the latest information. We have a strong senior leadership team that continues to work together. We meet continuously, weekly, about the virus and about the latest updates. Our chief medical officer and our interim chief clinical officer keep us up to date on the latest recommendations and anything that we need to know. And we're learning about the vaccine as information comes out from the Ohio Department of Health and other sources. So we're continuously training our providers and all of our clinical staff that need information on items as they become available to us.
Stephanie, one more time again for the event on Sunday. What time is it and the process that needs people need to know?
Yes, thank you. So it is a rapid testing event using the rapid COVID-19 test. The event will be a drive-through event, no appointment necessary, no registration necessary, no insurance necessary, no cost. It is from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. Come on up Broadway, 1205 Broadway. There'll be signs, and the Lorain Auxiliary Police will be assisting us. So we do expect a crowd.
Sounds good. Well, they can enjoy some of the cityscape while they're waiting in line.
And some Christmas music on the radio.
That would be a great way to do it. A memorable holiday season for us all, I think, is how it's coming out this year. Stephanie and Judy, we appreciate your time this morning and all you do with the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.